I had another interesting thing. I was if you just happened to get up and tune in, I was talking earlier about a trip that I had this week to Atlanta, and I was in an internet conference, and one of the members of my group, he has just bought an older home, and he's kind of on the fence. He doesn't know whether he wants to do a big rehab or actually tear it down and build a new house. It's in this part of Atlanta near Buckhead that is in this they've actually in this part of Atlanta, they have a moratorium on new construction, actually new subdivisions. And so what the builders are doing, you know, because the poor builders, they don't want to go out of business, so they're looking for stuff to do. So they've actually got this huge, I don't want to call it smash and grab going on, but they are going into these neighborhoods where there are existing homes, and they're just tearing them down, and they're building these bigger homes. We have a lot of that going on here in town as well. And so my friend got this beautiful situation, a beautiful home, but the problem is, house built in the 1950s, and we just didn't simply have plastic back then, widespread plastic, especially sheet plastic that a lot of people call visqueen. You know, you'll go by the big people call it vapor barrier, whatever you want to call it. It's not really a barrier; it's a retarder. The point is, I went down into the basement of Brad's house, and you could just smell the mold, and you could smell that mustiness. And I explained to him how it was happening, that when they poured that concrete slab in that house, and there are thousands of homes like that here in town, that they just didn't have the benefit of putting plastic underneath the slab to stop that vapor, water vapor, from coming through the concrete. So he said, well, what can I do now? And I said, well, I said, it's a little bit of work, but it can be done. I said, I know this sounds crazy, but you can actually put down a really, really good vapor retarder on your existing concrete slab and just pour a 1-inch thick layer of pea gravel concrete over the top of that vapor retarder, and now you've got a situation where you're not going to have that moisture coming through the basement floor anymore. And he was amazed. He didn't think that was possible. He thought he was going to have to tear up the entire basement floor. I said, it's not necessary. So that may be an interesting summer project. If you have an older home, it's not always easy to do, but if you've got a wide-open basement, and this is not necessarily a do-it-yourself job, but if you have problems with moisture, this is one solution. I've been looking for years for a liquid product where you could just put it onto the concrete, and have been unsuccessful in finding one that really, really does what I'm looking for without creating a slippery surface in the concrete. There are some sealers out there that you can actually put on concrete, and they act pretty good as vapor retarders, but the problem is I found a lot of them to be very slippery once they've dried, and I just don't think that's a... I can deal with that on a vertical surface, like on a concrete wall. I have problems with that, especially on these basement floors, many of which that, if you know, what typically happens on these basement floors, we steel trowel them. We actually, as that concrete gets harder and harder, we use a steel trowel to get that concrete nice and smooth, almost like a piece of glass. Well, you don't want to put, it's already slippery enough on its own, and then to add an acrylic sealer like that, that's way too dangerous. So you can do a concrete overlay, a real thin one. Not too hard to do. And what I always recommend to people is experiment. If you've never done one before, actually go to the home center, go to a hardware store, wherever, buy maybe 3 or 4 of those precast concrete stepping stones. Set them against one another. Maybe you've got an area now that's 4x4. And actually take your time and do a little concrete overlay that's only maybe 4 square feet. And then you can just practice.